Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I am your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are talking about the daily actions that create results. Now, the reason we're talking about this is because I was just on a podcast, literally it ended like 10 minutes ago, and it's called the Wake Up with the Wolf podcast. It's with my business mentor, Cole Da Silva. And if you have not listened to it, make sure you go check it out after you listen to this one. And we talked a lot about my journey as a business owner and my journey as a coach. And basically, before hiring Cole and his business partner, Brian, 2 years ago, I was struggling along pretty hard. I got myself to the point where I was surviving, but like surviving, not thriving by any stretch of the imagination. Like I was paying my bills, but there was not much left over once those bills were paid. I was on social media, but nothing was growing, nothing was working. And it was like, not gonna lie, it was fucking hard. Like I never thought about giving up because I always loved this industry. I always loved what I did, but it was a struggle to think that like, man, this is going to be my whole working life, like just struggling along, all of that. And then I ended up hiring Brian and Cole. And in 3 months, the size of my business tripled. Yes, you heard that correctly. In 3 months, they helped me build something three times the size of what I had built in 3 years. Now, not only did the size of the business triple in 3 months, but it doubled again in another 6 months. And now, not only did the size of the business triple and then double again, but my social media, through working with Cole, started really popping off. And that's why most of you guys are on this live stream right now. And that's why most of you guys have ever even seen me, is thanks to him. So he was asking me about that journey. He was like, you know, dude, think back to 2 years ago. You're struggling along. You're making it through the month, but barely. You've got no attention whatsoever on social media. You have absolutely no, like, anything, really, to where you're at now. You know, working with a UFC fighter, having, like, being followed by a number of UFC fighters, traveling the world, learning from all kinds of different people, doing seminars internationally, which is something we didn't even really talk about on that episode. But, like, think about the last 2 years and just where you've come, and then talk me through what's going through your head, was what he basically told me. And I realized that one of the things that's created all of this is just the daily actions, right? Because if you continue to do something that moves you forward every single day, eventually you're going to break through. It's just the way it is. And we talked about you know, a lot of the things that I've done over the last couple of years, but the main thing was really just coming back to the daily actions. So it's like every single day doing the things that are required to see the results that you want. And like, as an example with the social media, like I remember like Cole in the program that I'm in with them, Cole has a call, it's called Content Audits. You come onto the call and then you basically ask questions, you get him to review your stuff, and then he gives you feedback. And on the first day, I brought my social media accounts to Cole. He looked at me straight in the eyes and he said, "This is dog shit." I was like, "Okay, tell me why." And then I continued to work at it. I continued to focus on improving it. And then as I started improving it, it started to actually work. I started to attract some attention. I started to be able to impact more people like I've wanted to do my entire life. Now, the reason that that comes back to the daily actions is because when he gave me that advice, I didn't turn around and say, "Oh, fuck that guy. He doesn't like what I'm doing." I turned around and said, "Okay, he clearly knows and I'm clearly doing something wrong because it's not working. So what do I need to do? Show me, tell me." And then when he told me, also, I went off and I executed. I didn't take the information and then sit around with it for 6 months. I took the information. I went and fucking did something with it. Right. And this is where I see a lot of athletes go wrong. See, every bit of information you need to build yourself a conditioning program is on my page for free. It is, every single piece. But every single day, I have people sending me messages being like, what can I do for conditioning? And I'm like, bro, like, take 20 minutes and watch some fucking videos, right? But people are so desperate to just get the magic trick that they're not willing to put in any kind of effort, right? Whereas when I was talking to Cole and he told me, this is dog shit, this is what you need to do instead, I took that away and I made 3 videos a day every single day for the next 30 days and it started working, right? I took the information he gave me and I fucking worked at it. Every single day, I did something that was going to move me closer to the goals that I had. And this is where a lot of you guys are going wrong. You read the information, you watch the information, you take in the information, and then you continue to look for the magic trick. There's no fucking magic trick. So now that you know that, take the information that you have and do something with it. Take the information you have and go change what you're doing every day to move you closer to the goals that you have. So the other piece of that, the daily actions, like I was saying, is you've got to understand on that note that if you do the same things, you're going to get the same results. So what I mean when I say that is that when you take in the information and you continue to work with it, that's great. But if you're never looking at how to make it better and you just keep doing the exact same thing, you're going to keep getting the same result. So the reason I say that is because a lot of athletes out there, again, are training hard. You know, I know that when I talk to athletes and they say I'm struggling with, you know, X, Y, Z, it's not because of lack of effort. 9 times out of 10, there are some that are just lazy, but it's not because of lack of effort as a rule. But what's happening is you're continuing to just do the same things that aren't working and then wonder why they're not working. Right. So if you come to me and you're like, I'm struggling with my gas tank. Well, what are you doing? Running 3 miles every single day. I'm like, OK, how long have you been doing that? 6 months. OK. And you're still struggling with your gas tank? Yeah. Why the fuck are you still doing that? Right. It's clearly not working. So if you're not looking for ways to improve, you're not looking for things to do differently, you're not going to improve. Because if you just keep doing the same shit all the time, you're going to keep getting the same fucking results. It's just how it works. And this is something that, like, this is one of the main reasons why within my own programs and everything as well, I'm never sitting around just saying, okay, it's good enough, right? I know that every athlete that comes into our program succeeds. And when they're willing to do the work, I'm going to put a little stop on that one because I'm sure there are athletes out there that haven't succeeded. But if you haven't succeeded, it is literally because you didn't follow the program. Or you didn't communicate when you were struggling. Because every single time people buy in and do the work, they get the results. But I'm not going to sit around and just say, well, I can get results. So that's it. My goal is to figure out better ways to get better results, new exercises to do, different set and rep schemes to work on, and continually evolve the work we're doing. Yes, with the same purpose. So a lot of it's going to look very similar. But continually evolve the work we're doing to deliver better results. Right. And this is what you need to be looking at how to do for yourself as well, because I guarantee a lot of you out there listening to this are thinking to yourself right now, well, I show up and I train every day and I work super hard and nobody works harder than me. But the problem is we get a couple thousand downloads a month and probably every single person that is downloading this podcast is thinking that same thought. So if you're all thinking that same thought, I have some unfortunate news for you. You're not outworking everyone. Yes, you're working really fucking hard. You might be the hardest worker in your gym. You might be the highest level in your gym. Nobody in your gym might be able to outdo you, but that's one gym. That's one gym in one city out of the whole fucking world. So you need to understand that just showing up to the gym and busting your ass isn't going to do the trick. You need to start looking for the things that you can actually do differently. Right. So as an example, I'm going to come back to that podcast I just did with Cole. He was talking about, you know, the journey over the last 2 years, the things that I've been able to accomplish coming from where I was to where I am now. And he asked me a very similar question. He's like, what was it that unlocked it for you? What was it that, you know, made that change so you've been able to do the things you've been able to do? And I said, I was like, the biggest thing that unlocked it for me was mental. You know, my mindset used to be very, very guarded. I used to always want to do everything myself. I used to be terrified of asking for help. I didn't want anybody to think I was stupid or think I didn't have an answer or anything like that. But it was like, as soon as I started realizing, hey, there are people out there that know more than you, so fucking ask them questions, I started getting better answers. And when I started getting better answers, I started getting better results. And then to take that a step further, I invested in mentors that had built businesses before that were able to help me build my business faster. Right? So for you guys out there, you've got to ask yourself, what can I start doing differently? Because if you're not where you want to be, yes, consistency and committing to the process is a huge piece of continuing to grow through that. But if you're not where you want to be, then just continuing to do the same shit is not the answer to get there. You need to figure out how you can take the thing you're doing right now and improve upon it. Now, in the time that we were talking about with Cole, the things that I've changed now, number one is, like I said, I hired a mentor that had actually helped, been through the process that I'm going through. So it was able to help me build through that process a lot faster and avoid a lot of certain mistakes. Number two is I work on my mindset every single day. And a lot of people, when they hear that, they think it's just like the rah, rah bullshit kind of thing. But guys, like, your mind is fucking powerful. See, before joining their program and before starting to actually work on my mindset every day, like I said, my mindset was shit. Like, I was working hard already, but I was anxious and terrified all the time. I felt like a fucking imposter. I didn't feel like I deserved any of the success that I had started to see, like having any clients or anything like that. I was always worried that my whole business was going to fall apart and I'd be dead in a month. And I was always just concerned and worried and anxious. But spending time every day working on that, spending time every day working on a vision, spending time every day meditating and just keeping the internal peace, for lack of a better term, has helped me understand that even though now I'm doing a lot more than I was 2 years ago, I am in full control of either the success or failure that I'm going to see. And that's the same for you. But I had to overcome my own psychology to understand that. I had conditioned myself so much to believe that, oh, everything could get taken away from me tomorrow. And you know, oh, it's just lucky that I've been able to even get as far as I have. And oh, there's no way that I'm going to be able to keep it going. And oh, clients are going to think that I'm a fraud and all this kind of shit. Like, I had conditioned myself into all of those thoughts so much that it takes me working on it every fucking day to understand that that kind of shit was me putting it into my own head and it's not fucking true. But because I didn't keep doing exactly what I was doing and I actually took the time to start working on those areas that I had problems with, now I don't think that way anymore. Like, does self-doubt still pop up? Like, does self-doubt still pop up every once in a while? Of course. But it pops up way fucking less because I work at overcoming it every single day. Because if you keep doing the same things, you keep getting the same results. But if you do something fucking different, you get different results. By spending time every day working on those things, now I've shut down 97% of those thoughts. And I understand that even though I'm a lot further along today, I'm barely fucking started compared to what this could turn into. Then the other things that I've started really doing is traveling to educate myself. Now, I'm not someone who loves to relax. And if you know me, then you know that that's a fact. I don't love just like going on vacation to go on vacation. And if you do, like, no shot at you whatsoever. But I love traveling to go to events. I love traveling to like learn something. I love to be able to come back and like take information that I learned and go execute with it. But I used to be terrified to do it because I'm like, oh, it's going to cost money and da, 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 da. Whereas now I take that and I'm like, man, there's an opportunity to go to an event and learn from interesting people. Fuck yeah, let's go. And the reason is because I want to be great at what I do. You know, every time I go away for a week to, you know, head down to Texas to run a seminar, to go to Kelowna to a business mastermind event, to go down to Vegas and go to the UFCPI and learn from the coaches there. Every time I do that, I come away and everybody around me benefits. My team benefits and my athletes benefit because there's things that I learn, whether it's personal development that helps me step into a better position as a leader, or whether it's coaching specific, like I took away from the time I spent in Vegas. Everybody around me is going to benefit, because either I'm going to be a better leader or a better coach, which is going to help my athletes, or I'm going to come away with strength and conditioning specific knowledge that's going to help my athletes, or I'm going to come in with better leadership development, things like that, which is going to help my team, which in turn is going to put less stress on me, which in turn is going to help my athletes. Right? So I've started putting myself in rooms with different people to learn more. Like, if you're an athlete listening to this, don't get me wrong, great to be learning from your coaches and be, you know, in the room with your people. But also, how much more would you learn if you took a weekend and traveled to a gym in a different city and went and did some training at a gym in a different city and just learned from those coaches too? I'm not saying you got to do it right away. I'm not saying you got to do it all the time. But traveling and things like that, when you put an intention and a purpose behind it, can be huge for you. So guys, the biggest thing I want to finish this off with, the biggest thing I want you guys to come away with this, is challenge yourself with the daily actions that create results. So challenge yourself and ask yourself here, what actions are you not taking right now? You know, what things are you not doing that you know could benefit you? And let me jump in front of this first objection, because I know that I'm going to have a lot of people that listen to that and say, well, I'd love to travel to train, but I don't have any money. Okay, why don't you have any money? Simple question, right? Either you're not working enough, your expenses are too high, or you're not working at all. So if you want to be able to do that, people love to use the excuse and say, I don't have money, so I can't do it. Or to reframe that for you, how can you put yourself in a position where you can make more money? Right? Because it's easy to sit and say, I don't have money, I can't do it. But if that's an important goal to you, and traveling and training at another gym will be beneficial towards that goal, stop using I don't have money as an excuse not to do it and start figuring out how you can find the money to do it. You get what I mean? There's a big difference there. Because a lot of people, and I know I was very guilty of this for a long time, a lot of people are not as broke as they think they are. You know, you say you don't have money to travel to train, but as an example, the last trip I took to Vegas, I paid $240 for my round trip flight on Flair Air at 6 o'clock in the morning. I ended up getting to stay there for free, which I understand isn't going to be the case for a lot of people. But if you have three or four people together, renting an Airbnb isn't going to be crazy expensive. And then food for the 3-4 days or whatever it is you're traveling for. You know, if you learn how to shop properly, that's not going to be crazy expensive either. So as a result, when you really break it down, you probably have the money to be able to go take a trip to a different city, train at another gym for a few days. But if you just automatically say that's going to be expensive, I don't want to do it, and you don't actually break down how much it costs, how do you know? Right? And let's say you break down how much it costs and you actually don't have the money. Now you got to ask yourself, what's the next step for me? Picking up an extra shift at work, finding a new job so that you can make a little bit more money, cutting down on expenses. The amount of quote unquote broke people that I've seen out there that have Netflix, Amazon Prime, fucking Disney Plus and whatever else, you don't need five fucking subscriptions to five different TV streamers, whatever the fuck they're called. You get what I'm saying though? Like where those kind of expenses, or the same people that'll tell me they're too broke or anything like that, eat out 3 or 4 times a week and spend $30 every time they eat out. You know, if you're doing that 3 times a week, that's $90 a week. $90 a week is $360 a month. You get what I mean? So a lot of people think they are a lot broker than they are, but it's prioritizing their finances. But to really wrap that up, to come full circle, the big thing I want you guys to understand from this and take away from this is ask yourself what actions you're not taking. What actions are you not taking on a day-to-day basis that are going to help you move closer to the goals you have? And whatever those actions are, my challenge for you is to pick one, right? Whether that's taking a trip to a different city to train at a gym for a few days, whether that is hiring a coach or a mentor in an area that you're struggling in, whether that is taking time every single day to work on your mindset like I started doing, whatever that action is that's going to help you improve and help move you towards the goals you have, I can fucking promise you, if you're willing to stick to it, it's going to be worth it. So guys, that is it. That is all. I appreciate you all for tuning in. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will catch you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.